I would have said it started about 11:22.
I was a little inebriated and showed him some pictures that I shouldn't have, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
I just want to let everyone know how much I appreciate the value that Velo brings to the channel.
But Scott Morrison is a woman, like John Howard's a woman, George Bush is a woman.
You know you're a liar.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
You're in the naughty corner, Roller. You're in the naughty corner. And if I had my way, Melisette would be in the naughty corner next to you with a big pointy dunce hat on.
Stop it.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
That guy was a professional, high-level government operative.
Bitcoin transfers, you know, when I sent you Bitcoin, hello?
When did you send me Bitcoin?
And Epic. You got some Epic too, I think.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
They're all gay. Gay and Jewish.
We spotted a number of trainees.
Low point in Bello's career. Low point.
Oh man, that's fucking terrible.
So I'm sick of these drops. Oh my god, it's probably Mitchell.
A taste of my own medicine is so fucking annoying.
Every big major Hollywood star is a Jew. Trust me.
John LeBon, Sweden. He was saying, this is terrible.
Yeah, fine. So what?
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witness.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
From the 7th Precinct, the 1st Precinct, the fire department right here, the 7th truck, those guys were all right there at ground zero when those things went down. And God bless, I know there's a lot of guys there that were around there, and hopefully they made it out.
What was happening around you and the streets around you as this was all going down?
Absolute pandemonium. From my viewpoint up 43 floors, I could see people running like ants, just absolutely scurrying for their lives. Billows of smoke coming through the streets, just walking down the street. Just pushing everybody back.
Stop it.
If you guys like that one, that is called Stop It by JLB and the, I don't know, Over Hoaxers. We'll call them that. All right, so if you're just joining us late, this is Late Night Truth Lounge, episode number 9. Can you believe we're already up to 9 episodes of the Late Night Truth Lounge? Yeah, yeah, boy. And today we're talking about this idea that a lot of people have, including some of you. God love you, God bless all of you. I really want the best for all of you. But some of you, you're stuck in this bizarre paradigm where it's all scripted, JLB. All of the coincidences are proof that it's all scripted. And what I'm here to ask you, and I'm asking you this sincerely, is what the hell are you talking about? For the love of Keck, please take a step back, take a deep breath, and ask yourself, what the hell are you talking about, man? What does that mean, that it's all scripted? What are you talking about? Please, don't just parrot what you've heard from others. Don't just repeat what you've been telling yourself for months or years. Let's start from the start. All of these so-called coincidences that you know are not coincidences, how are they happening? And it's simply parroting, it's all scripted, that's not an answer. That doesn't answer anything at all. At all. So work with me here, folks. Work with me here. What we're going to do, we're going to take a look at some of those so-called coincidences that came up in the 311 special live stream. We're going to take a look at some of the comments that were left in response, because I was asking the esteemed panel, guys, what do you make of all these so-called coincidences? So we'll read out the comments that were left on the Fake Nukes Phil BitChute channel, upload of that, and also on the Fakeologist, the FakoTube upload. We'll look at the comments that were left there. We'll look at this series that I've been putting together, Falling Down the Rabbit Hole. I might even play a few minutes from that series, because some of you have already seen the four parts that have been uploaded so far. Some of you have not, so we'll go through some of that. And I'll be playing some soundboard clips as well. So this promises to be a lot of fun. I want to thank you who are watching live for your patience. We did start a little bit late today, but this is the Late Night Truth Lounge, and let's be honest, it's only, what, 8 p.m. in America? Even if I started another 2 hours, it would still be too early, wouldn't it? Especially for those on the West Coast. What time is it over there right now? 5? 5:30? So this is not really a Late Night Truth Lounge for most of the audience. But for me, it is 2 o'clock in the morning here in beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria, on the 21st of March, 2024. That's the early hours of the morning. So this is kind of like the 20th of March, the 21st of March. You get the idea. And like I said, this is episode number 9. And folks, we don't know how many of these episodes we'll get to do. Eventually, I could be kiboshed by YouTube. Once again, it can happen. It's happened before. It could happen again. So we need to cherish the time that we have left together here on YouTube. If you want to make sure that if I do get kiboshed, you can find my next channel or my next platform, you need to be on the free JLB mailing list, which you can join very quickly if you go to johnlebon.com. On the right, so this is johnlebon.com, all right? This is johnlebon.com. If you go to the right-hand side, we have a mailing list. You can click there, and it takes like 20 seconds to join. That's all it takes. Just an email address. That's it. Very simple. And even if YouTube kiboshes me, which they can, it's their platform, whatever. They've done it before. They'll probably do it again. I'm not going to complain about it. This is their platform after all. If they do that, I can send an email to the more than 1,100 people who are on that mailing list and say, guys, if you want to see my content going forward, go to this new channel or go to this other website or go somewhere, because I'll be uploading the content there and not on this YouTube channel, because in this hypothetical scenario, this channel won't exist anymore. And while we've got this channel, folks, let's enjoy it. Let's embrace. Yet none of us know how much time we've got left. And I don't just mean in a literal sense, you know, being alive. I mean as in one day you could wake up and your favorite content creator has decided to go and make some real money selling health insurance. Because there's real money in that, folks. There really is. Whereas this truth creation game, this research and making videos and podcasts and writing articles, there's not much money in it, let's be honest. Although I do want to say a big thanks. A few people out there from around the world have sent me some very generous tips in the past 2 months, and I appreciate it. I really do. So if you're listening, one of those people, you know who you are, thank you very much. Despite your very generous tips, though, the reality is doing what I do does not make very much money, and I'm not complaining about that. All I'm saying is that's the fact. So one day you might wake up and you might be like, hey, wait, I'm going to go check in on JLB. What's he doing? And you might realize I haven't uploaded anything for 2 months. And then you'll come back a month later. He hasn't uploaded anything for 3 months. And then four. And eventually you realize, oh, he's stopped doing this. Now, I'm not saying that I think that's going to happen anytime soon, because I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. All I'm saying is you never know. So what I do with the content creators whose work I like, I try to enjoy it while it's there. And I try to support them while they're there, because I never know when they might go and do something different. Just like you don't know when or if I might go and do something different. So let's all, and also, you guys are all out there. These shows get 20 live viewers, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, just depends. Hundreds of downloads and streams from around the world. I never know how long you guys will be there. You might wake up tomorrow and think, you know what? I don't want to hear any more about 311 or about Esoterica or about the so-called truth or about the radiation of the babies. I'm sick of it. I'm going to leave all of that behind. So you could disappear tomorrow from this corner of the internet. So while you're here, I want to enjoy your presence. I'm going to read out your live comments. For those of you who are here live, of course, those of you who listen on delay, I can't read your live comments. What I can do is if you leave a comment on this upload at johnlebon.com or wherever you see it, I can come back and read your comments in the future, which I'd like to do. I like to listen to and read what do people really think about these topics that I find interesting. Sometimes people leave comments and there's stuff in there I didn't even know. They give me these ideas of where to go to research to find new stuff. It's great. Sometimes people leave comments that isn't necessarily new. I just like hearing what they have to say because I think to myself, yes, this person seems to get it. I feel slightly less lonely now because this person seems to be on the right wavelength. Sometimes people leave comments and I'm like, that guy has no idea. That guy's lost. But it's good because it reminds me where I was a few years ago, early on in my journey down the rabbit hole. Yes. So the point I'm trying to make, folks, is let's enjoy what we have while we have it. Let's make the most of it. And with all of that being said, let's go and take a look at the live stream chat. What's going on? More than 30 people watching live from around the world. Let's go and say hello to them before we get on with the show proper, shall we? YouTube is in the room. He says, JLB, you better put that 1 minute wait on the chat. That's an inside joke. Those of you who are new here won't get that. Anyway, my point is, hello to you. YouTube, Thirst for Truth is in the room. Good to see you. Who else is in there? Vux Sucks says that he's waiting for John LeBond. Well, I'm here now. Yes, indeed. Franny Dimitri says JavaScript. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Amun Ri is in the house. He was a guest on the Bombersations about a week ago. A terrific Bombersation, if I do say so myself. He says, JLB, what will this be about? Today, I'm talking about this theory that some people have that you and I discussed on our Bombersation, Amun. Remember how I said to you, what is the deal with all of these so-called coincidences? How do you explain them? And I said to you, the normies will say, oh, it's just a coincidence. And then the so-called awake people will say, oh, it's all scripted. As far as I'm concerned, these explanations are as redacted as one another. They're equally redacted, in my personal opinion. And I'm not trying to upset anybody or offend anybody or make anybody feel bad for their juvenile, almost thoughtless beliefs and parroting. I'm not trying to upset anybody. I'm trying to help. The people who've helped me the most over the last 10 years are the people who've got me to question what I thought I knew. The people who've said, hey, yeah, but JLB, how do you know that? And sometimes I'm like, well, let me tell you how. Whereas other times I'm like, that's a good question. Let me think. The people who get me to think are the people who've done me the most positive. And that's what I'm trying to do with my content, to question what I think I know and to question what you think you know. And if you're coming to me with, it's all just a coincidence, if you go looking for it, of course you'll find it. If you come to me with that, you're giving me evidence that you're lost. And if you come to me with, JLB, it's all scripted. I think we've already solved all of this. It's all scripted. And then I say to you, okay, what the hell does that mean? Please, I want to take some of these people and shake them. Give them a shake and say, snap out of it. What the hell are you talking about? What does that mean? Work with me here, folks. Yes, work with me here. David Peterson says, what is this, daylight savings? Must I reset my clock by now? David, look, again, I apologize. I was a little bit late. I was caught up with other things, but I'm here now. I'm here now in beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria, drinking my cold coffee. I'll be honest, the coffee's gone cold, but that's okay. As long as the caffeine is still in there. That's all that matters. Yes, I'm still on the caffeine, folks. I wanted to get off the caffeine. In March, I did. And I failed. I'm still on it. I'm not proud of it, but it's true. I'm still on the caffeine. Oh, goodness gracious me, am I on the caffeine? Oh, yes. I'm a caffeine fiend. Not really. I have one or two a day. I know some people. I shouldn't say I know some people. I once lived with a guy, and I didn't even know how many coffees a day he was having. It must have been at least half a dozen. Straight black coffees. And I remember when he got off coffee for a while. And now this is back when we were in our 20s. We were university students. So we're talking early 20s, man. This dude, when he got off the coffee, started getting shakes. Yes. straight up, I was never that bad. I'm one of those addicts who's like, I'm not that bad. I know this guy who's worse than me. I'm doing the exact same thing with coffee. I'm not that bad. I just drink coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I knew this one guy. When he quit coffee, he got the shakes. So clearly my substance abuse issue with the caffeine isn't as bad as it could be. You know, I've got it under control. I just drink cold coffee at 2 o'clock in the frickin' morning. Yeah, yeah, boy. Cold coffee. Yikes. All right, so Dirty Benny says, hello, Armin Ree. I just listened to your second interview with Luke, the reality skeptic. Top notch. Very much appreciate your wisdom. And then Armin Ree replies. This is all in the live stream chat, folks. Armin Ree replies, thank you, Dirty Benny. Glad it was helpful. I see Luke released a new episode today. Good to see him back. I will also be releasing episode 3 of my Prognosis podcast shortly. And the guest is Tim Osman. Now, that's cool. I'm glad to see that Armin Ree and Tim Osman have collaborated like that. I can't wait to listen to it, actually. Hopefully, by the time I wake up tomorrow, it's already uploaded. So I can listen to that while I go for my daily walk in the sun here in beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria, where the spring has come early and the sunshine is there more often than not. And it makes me very happy. It makes me so happy. Sunshine. Oh, yes. All right, what else have we got here? Lots of people. And Tropic Horizon says hello. Hello to you as well. P. Tripper has the popcorn ready. Very nice. What else have we got here? Dirty Benny talking about the intro track that I played, which is called Stop It, by the way. That's right. I remember the band now, the group who put that together. It's JLB and the Metascriptors. That's who put that one together. Yes. And Dirty Benny says that he thought it was fantastic. Excellent. Fakeologist is in the house. Ooh, we got an all-star cast here tonight, folks. He says, John, that was an awesome music video. Can you send it to me and I'll post it? As a matter of fact, I can do that. And that is what I'll do. Kevin Mooring says, did you notice the toilet paper in falling down? That's a good question. And the honest answer is, no, I didn't. Was that in the scene where he started smashing up the shop, where he had the corona in front of the bat? Sorry, the bat in front of the corona sign. And he accused the shop owner of being Chinese. And the shop owner was like, I'm not Chinese, I'm Korean. Let me try that again. So you've got Michael Douglas, and he loses it. He's finally cracked, okay? He's finally lost his mind. Because he was charged too much for a can of Coca-Cola. And so he has his bat, his baseball bat, right in front of a corona sign. Bear in mind, folks, that if we take our minds back 4 years, why did everything stop? Why did the planes stop? Why did the businesses shut? Why were kids banned from going to the playground? Why were people not allowed to go to funerals in groups of more than 10? And all of the other nonsense? It was because some guy ate a bat in China, which led to the coronavirus. And so in Falling Down, 1993, the Michael Douglas character has a bat in front of a corona sign in a store that he accuses of being run by a Chinese man. And the store owner is like, I'm not Chinese, I'm Korean. And Michael Douglas is like, I don't care. And he starts smashing the place up anyway. He was in a bad mood that day. Very bad mood indeed. Alrighty, well, maybe he didn't have enough coffee that day. That's the issue, folks. Once people get addicted to these substances, and then you take the substance away, they can get very moody. It's true. Not me, JLB. I just smoke this plant that comes from the ground. It's totally not addictive or harmful. I used to believe that. I used to believe that my herbs were relatively harmless, is what I'm trying to say. That was when I was younger. And then as I got older, I started to notice some things. And I noticed that one or two herb smoking friends of mine, when they didn't get their herbal fix, they got moody and even aggressive. Now, they don't teach you that in the Seth Rogen style Hollywood films, do they? No, they make it seem like it's all fun and cool and harmless, which I'm sure, for the most part, it is relatively those things, for the most part. However, people can get addicted to that stuff. Yes. And if you are listening to me right now, anywhere around the world, Doesn't matter where. America, Australia, England, somewhere in Europe. Anywhere, that doesn't really matter. And you're on the herbs today, and you were on them yesterday, and the day before, and the day before that. You might have a substance abuse problem, you might. And I'm not here to judge you, because like I said, I'm drinking coffee at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. Yes, I am. It's true. So I'm not here to judge anybody. But at least I'm cognizant of the fact that I'm a caffeine abuser. Whereas some folks, oh, I'm not abusing weed, I'm just, it's medicine. Give me a break. How to win friends and influence people here, folks. Yes, JLB, mocking 80% of his audience within 15 minutes of the show beginning. This is how I do it, folks. That's right. Even though I know that most of my listeners are on the herbs, even though I know that, I'm sitting here saying, guys, you might have an addiction. You might. And they're like, no, I don't. I've totally got it under control. I just can't remember the last time I took a week off this stuff. But I could if I wanted to, JLB. I could. I could stop smoking weed right now if I wanted to. No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't. Waterman Chris is in the house. He says, hello, Jono. Hello to you as well. Waterman Chris. Mike G is in there. We have got some of the OGs from johnthebond.com. They're in the house right now. Now, you might be thinking, well, of course, JLB, wouldn't the long-term members of your website be in your live stream chat? The answer is actually, a lot of the time, no. A lot of the long-terms at johnthebond.com, they're barely even active in this scene anymore. They remain members of my website, and they sometimes pop in for the member calls, like a couple of times a year. But other than that, they seem to avoid the entire ACT realm altogether. It's almost like they have graduated to post-skepticism, post-fakeology, post-independent research and content creation, and they've moved on to a better place. So when we see them here in the live stream chat, it's quite a little bonus for me. Yes. All right, so that's enough from the live stream comments. We've got lots to talk about here today, folks. But first, I'm getting messages on Discord. What's going on here? What is going on here? Interesting. Well, I did say to the people at Fakeologist that I would run this live stream through their Fakeologist Discord so that they could join me for the show, but only if they activated their soundboard option. But they, for the time being, are not activating their soundboard option through their Discord server, whereas it is active through the John LeBond Discord server, which means that I can do things like this. I can play clips that are relevant and pertinent to the conversation. For just one example, suppose you come to me and you tell me, oh, JLB, you shouldn't question war. My uncle was a Vietnam vet. And he told me, like, he came back and he was messed up, JLB. He was messed up and he was an alcoholic and he used to just get drunk and burst into tears. And I asked him, how come you're upset, Uncle Paddy? And Uncle Paddy told me, well, sonny, when I was over there, I murdered 3 Vietnamese family in cold blood. Now, if someone comes to me and they tell me that, I like to have the soundboard ready to go so I can do this.
You know you're a liar. You are a false witness to murder.
If you come to me and you tell me, oh, no, JLB, it's real. My uncle, he murdered 3 Charlie in cold blood.
That is, in fact, a lie.
No, JLB, really. You've got to stop saying that war is a hoax. Lots of innocent people went over and fought and they died. Soldiers just were fighting and they got killed by the enemy.
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
Okay, then, JLB. How do you explain that people do go on deployments and they get hurt and they die? If it's not from actual combat, then how come people are dying or getting hurt?
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
So you see, the soundboard is a very useful tool for me, which is why once Fakeologist, if they decide to restore the soundboard, I know that there are some concerns that if they have the soundboard operational, some people will abuse a soundboard, and that will detract from the quality of the audio chats. I understand that reservation they have. But if they restore the soundboard, that will allow me to do these live stream shows like the one you're listening to right now through the Fakeologist Discord, which means that some of the regulars there can join me for these live streams. Wouldn't that be terrific? But this one today is being done through the JLB Discord. So if somebody on that Discord wanted to come and join me, they could. But you'd need to be on the JLB Discord. And that's not an easy Discord to get onto, I'm afraid. It's a premium service, let's be real. There's lots of free Discords out there where anyone can go. The hoi polloi, the ragtag, anyone can turn up. Whereas a JLB Discord server, no, we don't really get the flotsam and the jetsam. Not that I'm saying that all the people on the free servers are flotsam and jetsam. There's lots of good people there. That's why I would like to do one of these live streams with some of the good ones. But you also get some of the flotsam and the jetsam, which is why they don't let them have soundboards, for instance. You see what I'm trying to say? You see what I'm trying to say. Now, folks, I don't know if you heard about this. It is the latest in encrypted, peer-to-peer currency. It's called Epic Cash. And I want you to hear something from my crazy truth uncle, Uncle Epic.
Your 250 Epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Now, if you want to hear more about the virtues and the wonders of Epic Cash, go along to Fakeologist.com, type in Epic Cash in the search bar, and there are literally dozens of infomercials waiting for you right now, telling you how great Epic Cash was. And that was back when Epic Cash was a bargain buy at just $1 per coin. Now, it's an even better bargain. It's only 20 cents per coin. So get in now and imagine this. Imagine you had 250 Epic coins, which you can now buy for about 50 bucks at the current price. Imagine you had 250 Epic coins.
Your 250 Epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Guys, think about it. If you buy now at 20 cents and they go to $25,000, you'll be a multi-millionaire. Yeah, yeah, boy. Just imagine how much coffee you could buy with millions of dollars. Oh, yes. Maybe you could even buy yourself a coffee maker for your apartment, for your lovely abode. It's possible. I'm pretty sure you can buy coffee makers for much less than $1 million. I should hope so. Well, that's the last of the coffee. So, time to really get into the show. But I actually did have a plan for today. What was the plan? Oh, that's right, 311. I wanted to talk about 311, but first, I want to address something that came up recently. I heard some people, some otherwise seemingly intelligent, rational, thoughtful people, and I heard them saying that they believe that Joe Rogan is a TR4NY. Now, those aren't their words. They use the actual word. I'm trying to avoid the C-E-N-S-O-R-S here on YouTube. But if you just think about the letters I'm saying, TR4NY, you should get the idea. These people were saying that Joe Rogan is one of them. Now, fortunately, and I'm very grateful for this fact, there was somebody on that particular call who had some sense, and he said this.
Use your fucking brain. Joe Rogan is not a woman. It's totally insane. It's totally stupid and it's totally wrong.
Yes, that's Toby from Denmark, and he's correct about that. If somebody is trying to tell you that Joe Rogan or Donald Trump is a TR4NY, that person is either taking the piss out of you, or that person has partially lost grip on reality. They might be intelligent, they might be thoughtful, they might be very clever, they might be a good person. That's not what's in dispute here. But if they actually believe some of the shit that they're saying, then they have, to some degree, lost touch with reality. Now, if you want to lose touch with reality, that's fine. Go for it. Maybe life is more fun when you are living in woo-woo land. Maybe. But for people like me, I don't like it, folks. I don't like this one bit. That there are people with influence going around spreading this mind virus that all the celebrities that you see, they're TR4NY. I don't think it's healthy, folks. Now, something has come to my attention recently. There's an issue in Australia where, apparently, and guys, I swear to kick that I am not racist against certain people, and I fully appreciate that Australia is now, you know, I'm not even going to say it. Okay, I get it. It's just how it is, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not complaining about it. And many of these people are lovely people, and I wish them the best. But it's come to my attention that what some of these people have done is buy all of these service stations. That is, the places where you go to fill your car with fuel. It's come to my attention that a certain group have taken over that industry, and it's led to some problems. In fact, this is what I have heard.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
Now, if this is true, I can see why that would be a problem. Bear in mind, folks, I've been away from Australia for more than 5 years now, so I can neither confirm nor deny the suggestion put forward there by our friend Frank down there in Geelong. I mean, you heard what he said. Let's hear it one more time.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
Now, you might be thinking, that's not a problem for me. That's not a problem because I don't use those service stations anyway. I understand that some people, they do not use the service stations. In fact, my truth Uncle Ab had this to say.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
So maybe for Ab this wouldn't be a problem. But for some people this would be a problem. And if you want to hear more about that and so much more, go and check out FAC 1377. I'll say that one more time. Fakeologist.com. Check out FAC 1377 and 1378. This is as wild as Fakeologist has been in literally years. They had two epic 10-plus hour calls on the Saturday and the Sunday. It was like I couldn't even if I had a notepad and pen and I went through dot points right now for 5 minutes, I couldn't do justice to what was going on over there. Now, before you come back to me and you say, oh, JLB, I thought you didn't promote Fakeologist.com because it's full of toxic, negative people and a lot of flotsam and jetsam. Okay, what I have said is that there are some characters over there who do like to be negative and toxic. That is true. However, there's also some good people over there and some interesting people and some useful information. And my goodness gracious me, there is some drama. So forget your Netflix, forget your reruns of Friends or whatever the hell people watch these days, forget it. If you want top-tier drama featuring people who at least seem to be somewhat real, I mean, most of them are LARPing, don't get me wrong. Most of these people are just live-action role-playing as truth seekers on the internet, which is all a joke, don't get me wrong. But those LARPing characters are based on real people, real-life people, and the interpersonal conflicts and relationships and he said, she said, this happened, I got into a fight with this guy because he accused me of poisoning his dog, all this kind of stuff. Wow. It was a train wreck and I felt bad for certain people involved. I mean, I felt bad for me even being involved. I got caught in the crossfire of all of this. And some of these people, I like these people. So, of course, I don't like it when some rather negative stuff is coming to light live on the air. Don't get me wrong. However, taking a step back from all of that, this is entertainment. And I'm using that word intentionally, entertainment. It is entertainment. Not to say that it's... Again, I'm trying to explain. I'm not saying that I'm happy that certain things happened. But they happened with or without me. I'm not in control of that. And these are amazing stories that are being told. We are seeing people live their lives and tell us some of their life. And we're witnessing really strange things happen over at fakeologist.com. Speaking of which, in case I didn't get this through to you guys earlier, if you buy your Epic Coins, as promoted by fakeologist.com, just imagine this. You've got 250 Epic Coins.
Your 250 Epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Is that nuts? Is that crazy? Do you want to have $6.2 million? Do you? Then all you need to do is get yourself 250 Epic Coins and hope that my crazy truth Uncle Epic, his predictions come through and Epic goes from what it is currently, which is 20 cents, to, what did he say, $25,000?
Your 250 Epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Is it crazy? I'm not so sure. I'm really not so sure. I think it probably is crazy, don't get me wrong. And I would never give financial advice, and I would never recommend anybody invest in any financial instrument or derivative or alternative, I'm just John LeBon, and I run a YouTube live stream where I talk about crazy things, where I talk about how there are people who I like and I admire and I respect them, and they say the weirdest, dumbest shit, like Joe Rogan being a TR4NNY. And then I have to come along and I have to find clips of my main man Toby from Denmark. I have to find clips of him speaking some sense, trying to add some balance, pointing out the obvious, saying stuff like this.
Use your fucking brain. Joe Rogan is not a woman. It's totally insane. It's totally stupid and totally wrong.
Thank you, Toby. We need some sense, folks. We need some balance because there's some weird stuff going on over at fakeologist.com. Yeah, yeah, boy. Alrighty, what else have we got here? Oh, I've got a few more clips that I'll play later in the show, but first, let's go to the live stream chat. That's what we like to do here. We've got 50 people watching live from all around the world. Folks, today we're talking about 311 and these so-called coincidences, and I want to say something to you. I know you've been doing lots of research. You've probably been watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts or reading blogs. Pardon me. You've probably been doing lots of research. For years now, I get it. And you probably know a lot of stuff. And so what I'm about to say to you, I don't mean to offend you. But if I show you a bunch of these so-called coincidences and I ask you, in your reality, in your framework of how this place works, how do you explain this stuff? If your response is, it's all scripted, I'm here to ask you, what are you talking about? Guys, work with me, please. Work with me. Let's think through this. Without using the words, it's all scripted, let's try this again. What do you think is going on here? Let's work together. This is very important, folks. Very important. I think it's time now for people to either take the next step, if they're ever going to, or to admit that they either can't or maybe they're happy. Maybe some people are happy in the it's all scripted paradigm, as in the no explanation paradigm. They think they've got an explanation, but they don't. Maybe they're happy there, and that's okay. All that matters is so long as you're happy. I just want you guys to be happy. I just want me to be happy. That's all I search for. I just want happiness. And I haven't found it yet. Or at least not perpetual happiness and bliss. Some days I'm somewhat happy. Don't get me wrong. But I'm searching for like a contentment that transcends the day to day. You know what I'm trying to say? I haven't found it yet. And maybe you have. So if you are truly happy with, it's all scripted, if you're happy with that, I'm not trying to take that away from you. I would politely ask that you unsubscribe from my channel and don't bother me again, please. I would ask you to do that politely. That's what I would say. Now let's go and check out some more of my live stream chat comments. Lots of people in there, more than 50 people watching live from around the world. Goodness gracious me, I didn't even give a warning about this live stream. I just said, you know what? Let's do it. It's been more than a month since the last one. Can you believe that? My goodness gracious me. All right, so Validation Boy says, herbs make your body feel good. Life hurts. I'm a wage slave in a physical occupation. I'm not justifying my addiction, just giving the play-by-play on why it will continue until the credits roll. Now, I respect that. I do. This is a guy who acknowledges that he has an addiction. And he says, but you know what? In my life, it works for me. That's fine by me. It'd be like me saying, folks, I'm addicted to my caffeines, right? I tell myself that I'm not, but I was meant to stop drinking caffeine in March, and it's now March 21, and I'm still drinking caffeine every day. I don't think I've had a single day off this month. No. So I can tell myself that I could quit any time, but what's the evidence? What's the evidence? So you see, I'm self-aware. I'm acknowledging the caffeine dependency. I'm talking openly about it. And I respect other people who do the same thing with their addictions, such as the herbs. Yes, indeed. All right. Oh, yeah, Waterman Chris says, this is in regards to the Donald Trump TR4NNY allegations. He says, but JLB, Trump has small hands. And then he does the laughy emoticon. Yeah, that's the argument. if you ask these people, okay, the first thing you ask them is, do you really believe that Trump is a woman? Do you really believe that? You know, give them a chance to, like, back away from this ridiculous assertion. If they then say yes, I'm like, do you really? Yep. Okay. Why? You know what they say to me? Oh, because he has small hands. Okay. I'm like, okay, how do you know? Have you met him? Have you shaken his hands? Do you even know if his hands are small? No, you don't. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Trump does have abnormally small hands. Is that proof that he's a woman? Really? 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 Guys, you sound like... Deep breath, serenity now. Okay. YouTube says one of the best panels would be these four people. John LeBon, Validation Boy, Jed Skeptic Media, and Tim Osman. YouTube, I'm sure you know this. We did a show 6 years ago, the four of us. We did. I'm pretty sure I've still got a copy. What I'll try and do at some point, maybe next week, because I've got quite a backlog of work to do at the moment. But maybe next week, I will try and find that live stream with myself and those three other individuals. I think we spoke about dinosaurs on that episode, actually. I'll try and find it and re-upload it and maybe do a review looking back at what were we saying back then. Now, the thing is, I've tried to contact Validation Boy to get him on a conversation. I would love to talk with him about what he remembers from 2015-16 FE, what happened to him afterwards, what he's been doing for the last 3 years, because I don't even know the answer to that question, so I'd love to find out. And just take a step back and think about this corner of the internet that we found ourselves in. I would love to do that. I would love to talk about these things with Validation Boy. I've tried to contact him. He leaves comments. I leave replies to his comments saying, dude, how can I contact you? He never replies. So he comes to my live stream chat. He talks, as you can see right now. But he's apparently uncontactable, which is a great shame, I have to say. Great shame. I think he would be a terrific conversation guest. What can I do? As for Jed Skeptic Media, I've been meaning to message him to get him as a guest as a conversation. And Tim Osman with an S, if I could have him as a guest for a conversation, I'd love to. So that's the best I can do, is I'll try and contact these dudes and get them on a conversation. And if those guys would... Like, firstly, it's going to be hard to get them on the show. But secondly, if I can get them on the show, I might even do like a group conversation. All four of us catching up. I'd love that. It'd be fantastic. These guys, I don't even know what they're doing with themselves these days. I'd love to know. And I think it'd be fun to sit back and look back at 2015, 16, 17 and the madness that was going on. And Jed Skeptic, Validation Boy, and Tim Osman. This is Tim Osman with an S, by the way, is who we're talking about here. Not Tim Osman with a Z. He's a different dude. This guy, YouTube, is talking about Osman with an S. All three of those guys were skeptical of the FE nonsense. All three of them spoke out against it. Okay, these guys didn't get swept up in the nonsense that was the FE so-called movement. We're going to take down NASA. Yeah, we're going to take down NASA. It's going to go from 5% to 95% overnight. These guys didn't get caught up in that. And I respect them for that. All right, Gigi Abby Lynn, who left a terrific comment on one of my recent pieces of content. Which one was it? I think it was my video about 311 coincidences. That's right. Because I said in the video how if I show you all of these so-called coincidences and then I put that out to the world and my video gets a few hundred views and then I read the comments, what I really want, deep down, if I'm being honest, I want to read a comment from someone where I can allow myself to believe that this person is a sentient thinking creature. So I will feel less isolated in this world. Because the truth is, even most of the so-called awake people, they're dumb as rocks. Honestly, they are. So if I can read a comment from someone where I think, no, this person's thinking. This person is thinking for themselves. That means a lot to me. That's really all I'm after. And Gigi Abilene left a comment along the lines of, don't worry, JLB, you're not as isolated as you think you are. There are other people out here who are thinking as well. Something along those lines. And that means a lot to me. I want to believe that all 50 live viewers right now and all 500 people who download or stream this over the next week, the pod being uploaded, I want to believe that all of you are thinking, sentient creatures who are truly looking for good evidence to come up with an objectively consistent framework to understand the world. I want to believe that your reality and my reality there's a big enough overlap that we can feel like there's a meeting of minds. I want to believe that, folks, I do. But I know deep down that's not true. I know deep down that in reality, the proportion of people who consume the content that I put out there, if it's a, suppose 500 people listen to this total. It could be more, it could be less. Just say for the sake of argument, it's 500. I know that the real number of people who are actually thinking for themselves, not just parroting shit that they heard at Quantum of Conscience or that they heard at different YouTube channels, not even parroting shit they heard from me. No, no. They're saying stuff that comes from within because they've thought. That proportion of people is closer to zero than it is to 500. I know that. I just want to see, I want to believe that some of you are actually thinking. I want to believe that. I do. And I'm willing to delude myself a little bit, even if you just give me a small amount of evidence that you're thinking. I'll take it from there and I'll project onto you that you actually think, that you have thoughts in your head, that you sometimes see evidence that goes against your pre-existing framework and you're like, you know what? That doesn't fit in with my framework. I'm going to have to reassess what I thought I knew. I'm going to project onto you that you actually do this on a consistent basis and that you've improved as a person over the past month, year, 10 years. I'll project lots of stuff onto you, good stuff, if you just show some evidence that you're thinking. I don't ask for much, folks. I don't ask for much. Just give me some evidence that you are a conscious, thinking, self-aware creature. That's all I want, folks. That's all I ask for. Is that too much to ask? Is it? Maybe it is. Maybe I'm asking too much. Maybe I'm asking too much. It's possible. Let's see. Sean Hamer says, the reason the gender inversion stuff is so prominent is also New Age Gnostic. Their entire premise of their occult understanding is to reunite the male and female and rebirth the pure being. Okay, Sean, where are you getting that from? You're talking about the New Age Gnostic. Okay, who are you talking about? Is it an individual? Is it a group of individuals? Is there some formalized group, some association, some society? Like, what are you referring to? What does New Age Gnostic mean? And you know what? The way that I phrased that question probably sounded a little bit antagonistic, so let me try this again. Dear Sean Hamer, you've mentioned something in the comment about New Age Gnostics. Can you please explain to me who or what are you talking about? And where did you get your opinion of what they believe from? Is it from what they said on the record? Is it from their book? Or is it something that somebody else told you and you're just parroting to me? I'm not trying to have a go at you. I'm genuinely curious to know. Mashed Shay says, I try to no longer commit to any story I did not personally witness. Now, that sounds smart to me. That seems like a sensible way, like a basic heuristic. Did I witness it? No. Maybe I should start with the presumption that this might not be a true story. Of course, some things happened that we didn't see that are true. They did happen. That is possible. But when we're starting from the outset, if we didn't witness it, we have to be cognizant of the fact that it could be fake. It could be. Up to and including stories about millions of people dying in so-called war. Yes, indeed. How long have we been going, by the way? I've just been sitting here jibber-jabbing on. 56 minutes, goodness gracious me. Alrighty, well, we've got some more things that we need to discuss, some more things we need to talk about. Let's have a look here. Okay, so some weird things have happened, folks. Some very strange things have happened, as I'm sure you're aware. And once upon a time, I decided that I wanted to get into YouTubing and into podcasting, this kind of thing. And at the time, I was fooled. I was naive, and I had been led to believe by a bunch of charming scumbags that there existed a network of so-called paid shills and government operatives, and that by going and speaking about the so-called truth, you were putting yourself in danger, blah, blah, blah. So I decided to come up with a stage name, a pseudonym, a nom de plume, if you will. And one day it came to me, suddenly, like a vision, but instead it was a thought. John Le Bon. I was like, John Le Bon. That rolls off the tongue. From today I shall be John Le Bon, is what I said, and what I did. I only found out a year or so later that there actually is a John Le Bon, a super agent, John Le Bon. That's right. And the guy who writes this cartoon series called Super Agent John Le Bon, he wears a beanie and has long hair, which, as some of you might know, is the look that I generally have. I don't really make many videos these days, but back in the day, I would go on camera sometimes, and I would have my hair in a beanie. The long hair in a beanie, that's right. So, the guy who made Super Agent John Le Bon had a beanie and long hair, and I had a beanie and long hair, and I was John Le Bon. And this book series was called Super Agent John Le Bon, and the first edition was called Brain of the Apocalypse. As most of you probably know by now, apocalypse just means unveiling. As in, the finding and sharing of the truth, which is what I was trying to do. And what I'm sure most of you are trying to do, to find the truth and potentially to share it in some form or fashion. So can you imagine how I felt when I discovered there was already, supposedly already, because some people believe that the timelines change, I'm not one of them, but I tried to be sympathetic to these strange metaphysical belief systems. Can you imagine how I felt when I discovered that there is a super agent, John Le Bon? Yes, indeed. Okay, so I was going to talk about some stuff that I actually did have a plan. There was meant to be a plan to all of this. What was I going to do? Oh, yes. So, I was going to read some of the comments from the upload of the 311 Roundtable. Now, if you haven't heard it yet, I recommend you go and check it out. This is the 311 special live stream with myself, with Tim Osman from the Infinite Plane Society, with Ab, the Fakeologist, and with Fake Nukes Phil. The four of us did this special live stream. I'm sure most of you have seen or heard it already. For those of you who haven't, I do recommend you check it out. We look back at the madness of 2020 and everything that's happened since. And I asked my three esteemed interlocutors on that call, was there anything you got wrong? We're all friends here, and we're all big boys, and I'm sure we can all handle admitting when we're wrong sometimes. Okay, that's part of being a grown-up, is being able to admit when you are wrong, and to learn from it, hopefully. To be self-aware enough to acknowledge that we do occasionally get things wrong. And what did you, if anything, get wrong in 2020 or subsequently? Because I got some stuff wrong, folks. Oh, goodness gracious me, did I get some stuff wrong? Yeah, boy, sheer, man. And you know what my interlocutors said? You know what they said when I asked them this question? Before we try and guess what they said, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, let me ask you, did you get anything wrong in 2020 or afterwards? Did you say that there would be martial law in America? Did you say that people would be put into camps, quarantine camps, if they refused to get the jibby jabby? Did you say that the jibby jabbies would lead to a mass die-off? Did you say that there would be CBDCs and people would only be able to get their welfare payments if they agreed to get the injection or if they agreed to get something implanted in their wrist? Did you say that there'd be a drop-off in fertility and no more children would be born? Like that movie, which name escapes me. Is that what you said? Because if you did, I think that's... we all got stuff wrong. The issue is, can you admit that you got it wrong? Because I think a lot of people can't. They cannot admit when they were wrong about something. Which to me is kind of evidence that person's a non-player character. An NPC, as it were. They can't be self-aware enough to remember what they said, why they said it, to take the new evidence that proves that they were wrong at the time, acknowledge that they were wrong, acknowledge they could be wrong again, try to be more circumspect in their predictions and pronouncements going forward. If they can't do those things, are they really in possession of a functioning brain, I ponder? I ask the questions, you give me the answers here at johnlebon.com. Yeah, boy, by the way, if you're listening on delay, if you are listening to the MP3 version of this, which is where I take the live stream audio, I cut out the first few minutes where I'm getting the audio set up and asking the live viewers, is the audio coming through clear? Because they are my unofficial producers, and I do appreciate all the people who do let me know in the live stream chat before the show officially begins if the audio is okay. So I take the audio, get rid of the stuff at the beginning, get rid of the dead air at the end, get rid of any nonsense that happens in between those two things, and I balance the audio and I upload it to Podbean so that anybody around the world can download and or stream at their leisure. Now, if you're listening to that version, I want you to know that you can leave your comments at johnlebon.com. Leave your comments there and let me know what do you think about the show. Or send me an email, johnlebon123@gmail.com. That's johnlebon123@gmail.com. I appreciate feedback that I get from people. I like to know that people are out there listening. They might agree with me, disagree. They might like my style. They might dislike it. They might think that I mean well. They might think that I'm a CIA or other alphabet agency paid shill sent to destroy my truth movements.
That guy was a professional, high-level government operative.
Some people believe that. Whatever it is, if you let me know at johnlebon123@gmail.com. That's John LeBon with an H. johnlebon123@gmail.com. Let me know, do you like these late-night truth lounges? Do you like the format? Do you like listening to JLB talk about stuff? Do you like this new addition we've made, the soundboard? Do you like me playing music? Do you like me reminiscing on the good old days? The good old days, folks. Oh, we were so much more innocent back then. What I wouldn't give to go back. Back to 2015, 16. Back when, you know, back to 2017, 18 even. Back when the NPC theory was just a theory, just this abstract notion that was, you know, people only use these words to troll the left. Back when we thought the NPC thing was just a meme, just a troll, just an abstract idea. Back before 2020 happened, and some of us realized, holy shit, it's actually true. I'm surrounded by creatures who cannot think. What the fuck is going on here? Even the smart ones, they all just going along with it. Oh my god. What I wouldn't give to go back to the good old days, folks. Yeah, yeah, boy.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
That's it. SMJ coming to us from, where's he from? Is it Nevada? I think he's from Las Vegas. Yes, I think so. I think that is the case.
I would have said it started about 11:22.
That is interesting. 11:22, you say? Very interesting indeed. Let's have a look. What else have we got here? Oh, yeah, guys, you might not have heard this. It's very important that I get this message through to you. Okay. The guy who sponsored FakoTube, all right, which is this independent video uploading and sharing website for media fakery-related topics, the guy who sponsored that, he wants you to get rich. He cares about you. And he wants to see you become super wealthy. And that's why he's here to explain something very important.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Don't knock it till you've tried it, folks. Check this out. I've made some mistakes in my time. I've been led down the merry path by folks who might not have been what they seemed, and at one point there I accepted some epic cash as a gift, as a donation. Full disclosure, I said, really, I appreciate the offer, but if you just come along and be a guest on Bonversations, you've done more than enough. And they said, no, we insist, if we're going to come onto your Bonversations and talk about epic cash, that means we're getting our message out to hundreds of listeners. We want to say thanks by giving you some epic cash. And I was like, that's the thing. I'd rather not be involved in that way. I'm just an interviewer. I want to ask you questions about your epic cash. So I don't want your gift. Just come onto the show and you're doing me a favor. And we'll have a great show. Be fun. Then they said, okay, if we're going to come on the show and talk about epic cash, don't you think it would help if you had actually used this, even just for one transaction to receive it, so you'd be more knowledgeable on this subject matter? And I thought, gee, you've got me there. So I started an Epic Cash wallet on my mobile phone. And then they did send me some Epic Cash. They did. And look, regardless of what format they sent it to me, whether it was in USD actual bills, or it was in PayPal transfer, or a Bitcoin transfer, or in this case, Epic Cash, the point is they sent me a donation that they didn't have to. A donation, a tip, a fund, whatever you want to call it. They sent it to me. That's what they did. So I appreciate that. But I didn't cash out. I just left it. I thought, this Epic is going to be my nest egg. Now I'm saving for the future. My future looks bright because I have this nest egg, you see. I have this nest egg, and think about it. Think about this nest egg. Consider this.
Your 250 Epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
So your main man, JLB, had this nest egg in Epic Cash that he didn't sell. Didn't sell a single coin. Didn't sell it, didn't transfer it, just left it. Just left this nest egg. And, well, folks, things didn't work out so well. The nest egg collapsed. And now, JLB has no nest egg. Nest egg gone. Nest egg no more. Nest egg finished. Finito. Forget about it. It's over. It's time to move on. No more JLB nest egg. It's very sad stuff, folks. And then to top it off, the news comes through from down in Geelong.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
So things just go from bad to worse. No nest egg, no using the service stations down in Geelong when they're owned by a certain ethnic group. And then my truth Uncle Ab comes along and he says, hey, that's not a problem at all.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
In fact, Ab always looks on the bright side of things, and he was talking about how he sent some Epic Cash.
Bitcoin transfers, you know, when I sent you Bitcoin, hello?
When did you send me Bitcoin?
And Epic. You got some Epic too, I think.
Supposedly he sent some Epic. Of course, if you're joining us, I'm talking about Ab the Fakeologist from Fakeologist.com. If you haven't heard our chat for the 311 special live stream, I do recommend you go and check it out. It's available to download via Podbean. Just a couple of clicks and it's yours. No sign up necessary to anything. In fact, I'll even show you right now. Check it out. You just scroll down to the player. And then you click on this little box. This is all through Podbean again. So this is a major podcast hosting company, Podbean. You click on that box and you download. Or you click on the arrow and it plays. And guess what? Hundreds of people have done that. So I'm going to read their comments on the other side of this short break. I'm going to read their comments. And I want to get your opinions on these comments. And I want your comments as well in the live stream chat. This is Late Night Truth Lounge, episode number 9. Can you believe that? On March 20, 21, we're talking about a lot of things. But we do need to take a short break, and I think you'll like this break. So far, the feedback has been terrific. Yeah, yeah, boy, goodness gracious me. So what I should have done was get this. Basically, guys, we've got a sponsor. We've got a sponsor on board, okay? The show now has a sponsor, all right? This is very important. And, you know, they keep the lights on here at johnlebon.com. They really do. So I know that some people say, oh, JLB, you know, the truth should be free and, you know, you shouldn't accept any money from people who blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, guys, I get it. Really, I do. I get it. But when a sponsor comes along with a truck full of money, what do you want me to do? I'm not made of stone. So I accepted the sponsor's offer, and that's why we now have a sponsor here at johnlebon.com. So I'm going to play that for you now. On the other side of this break, I'll come back and read so many comments about 311, and you can tell me, is it all scripted? Inquiring minds want to know. So you've got the good news, and you have a special little one on the way. You know what you need to do now. Find out if it's a boy or a girl. At Big Radiation Clinics, we have the latest in 4D sonogram technology to let you see every nook and cranny of your bundle of joy. More often than not, you'll even get to see your baby kicking and squirming while we take a peek. It's almost as though they can feel the radiation cooking them in real time. So come on down to Big Radiation Clinics and see the baby today. So we're back. A big thanks to our sponsors down there at Big Radiation Clinics. Remember, folks, if you find out you've got a baby coming, you've got to find out if it's a boy or a girl. You have to. You've got to do it. You've got to see the baby. And our friends down at Big Radiation Clinics will take care of you and the baby. They've got the latest in 4D sonogram technology. And it's totally safe. Like, they wouldn't let you use it if it wasn't safe, would they? Somebody would have told us by now if it wasn't safe. Somebody would have told us if it wasn't safe, wouldn't they? JLB, are you being sarcastic? Because I think we can trust whoever makes these devices. Yeah, who makes them? Well, just whoever. I think we can trust them. Okay, I think we can trust. Like, it's sound for us. It's not even radiation. Why do you call it that? It's not radiation. It's sound. Okay? In fact, there's probably people watching this right now who believe that. They actually believe it's just sound. That's the state of the situation. That's how things are today. That's the world that we live in. SMJ, what do you have to say about that?
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
Those are his words, not mine, folks. His words, not mine, but it's hard to disagree. If you would go and radiate your baby with no questions asked, it might lead some people to infer.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
That might be the logical inference based on the information, folks. It would seem that way to me. All right, let's go and check out the live stream chat. You know, this is my favorite part of the show. Let's take a look. Who have we got here? Franny Dimitri says, JLB, the secret agent. Sean Haim is in there. Mike S. says, I'd say JLB is a grifter, and I hope he has more content to continue being a grifter. Please, Mike S., let me know in the live stream chat, what does grifter mean to you? I'd love to know. What is a grifter? Explain to me, like, what is it you are saying that I am? Please tell me in more detail what you think that entails. What is a grifter? How am I a grifter? Explain it to me. I'd love to know. Auntie Meg says, what I got wrong was that I thought all the madness would wake up millions and millions, including family and friends. Auntie Meg, I'm glad that you can admit that. A lot of people were saying, there are still people saying this to this day, that somehow 2023-11, the corona madness woke people up. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Even the so-called awake people are fast asleep. They hit the snooze button. And they've just gone back to pretending that everybody around them is a functioning, thinking creature, which they ought to know better. And you know what? I don't blame them. Because who wants to face the reality every day that people who we love and care about, the lights are on but nobody's home? Who wants to face that reality? Who wants to remember that, oh yeah, that so-called friend of yours or the so-called family member or the boss who you thought you had good rapport with or the neighbors who you thought you got along with, they turned against you? Because the TV told them to? Because of an invisible, body-possessing demon? You know what they did. Oh, it's all water under a bridge now. Okay, great, fair enough. I don't blame you for that. And I don't blame you for wanting to pretend like you don't know deep down that the moment the TV flips on them again, they're going to flip on you. You know it deep. I don't blame people for wanting to pretend that this didn't happen, folks. I really don't. And the people who thought it would wake people up, yeah, well, of all the things you could get wrong, Auntie Meg, that's really one of the more harmless ones. There were other people saying that there would be basically concentration camps for the non-jibby-jabber takers. There would be these implants in the wrist. That would be the only way to get your welfare payments was to get the implant. There were people saying that would be a mass die-off. There were people saying that. Oh, my God. There was people saying all kinds of crazy stuff. It was bizarre. And I remember it well. Okay, so we're going to take a quick musical interlude, and I'll be back on the side. I just need a glass of water. You can probably tell my voice is starting to break up, and I'm all out of caffeine. So this is a track by JLB and the Metascriptors. Guys, this is taking the world by storm. This is going sky high on the techno and trance club hit lists all over the world, especially in Ibiza. I'm hearing news that this has already raced to number 33 on the techno club charts in Ibiza. Believe it or not, this is called Stop It by JLB and the Metascriptors. I think you'll enjoy it. I just need to get this one lined up. I've really got to learn to line it up before I start promoting it. This is Stop It by JLB and the Metascriptors. Yeah, yeah, boy.
I would have said it started about 11:22.
I was a little inebriated and showed him some pictures that I shouldn't have, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
I just want to let everyone know how much I appreciate the value that Bello brings to the channel.
But Scott Morrison's a woman, like John Howard's a woman, George Bush is a woman.
You know you're a liar.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Is that nuts? Is that crazy?
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
You're in the naughty corner, Roller. You're in the naughty corner. And if I had my way, Melisette would be in the naughty corner next to you with a big pointy dunce hat on.
Stop it.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
That guy was a professional, high-level government operative.
Bitcoin transfers, you know, when I sent you Bitcoin, hello?
When did you send me Bitcoin?
And Epic. You got some Epic too, I think.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
They're all gay. Gay and Jewish.
We spotted a number of trannies.
Low point in Bello's career. Low point.
Oh man, that's fucking terrible.
So I'm sick of these drops. Oh my
dude,
god, it's driving me
mental. A taste of my own medicine is so fucking annoying.
Every big major Hollywood star is a jewel. Trust me.
John LeBond, Friedman, he was saying, this is terrible.
Yeah, fine. So what?
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witness.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense.
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
From the 7th Precinct, the 1st Precinct, the fire department right here, the 7th truck, those guys were all right there at ground zero when those things went down. And God bless, I know there's a lot of guys there that were around there, and hopefully they made it out.
What was happening around you, in the streets around you, as this was all going down?
Absolute pandemonium. From my viewpoint, up 43 floors, I could see people running like ants, just absolutely scurrying for their lives. Billows of smoke coming through the streets, just walking down the street. Just pushing everybody back.
Stop it.
So that is Stop It by JLB and the Metascriptors. What a track. I've got to say, that is something else. And, that one really gets me. I'm tempted to make this show go another 2 hours. That has really picked me up, that track. But I can't justify making these shows go longer than 90 minutes unless there is some kind of inducement, incentive, reward for effort, as it were. And if only there was some way to gauge the level of interest in this kind of material live in real time. What I'm going to try and do is, for the next live show, I might see if I can get some kind of button going where if people are watching live and they like it and they think, yes, this show could continue, we're not finished after 90 minutes or whatever the time is. We want the show to keep going. If there was some way, what's the expression? Quid pro quo, some value for value, some way of letting people say, yep, this is entertaining, more entertaining than Netflix or something in the cinemas. Some way to measure the level at which people wanted the show to go on. I'll try and work on that for the next live stream. But it is time to wrap this one up, folks. It really is. I'll just read a couple more live stream comments and then we will get out. I did have a lot of stuff I want to talk about today, folks. I did, but I got carried away with the soundboard. You saw what happened. You saw what happened. I got carried away. It happens. It happens sometimes, folks. Validation Boys says, John Le Bon, I emailed you. I'm glad to hear that, VB. Hopefully we can get you on a conversation at some point soon. David Sawyer says, Super Chats, as in, why don't you invest? Why don't you get the Super Chats going? David Sawyer, that's a great idea. I should get the Super Chats going. However, I believe my channel is not allowed to be monetized, probably because I talk about controversial topics. But I'll see if I can get the Super Chats going. If that doesn't work, maybe if I just set up a button where people can say, you know, the PayPal tip option, if they tip me $3.11 or $11.30 or $9.11 or $11.90, any of these numbers would work. I can say, you know what, if five people send through a tip by the end of the 90 minutes, I will go for another hour or whatever. We can come up with something. Well, let's brainstorm together. We'll come up with something. And then if that doesn't, so if I make that option available, and then after 90 minutes, nobody's sent through anything, oh, no, okay, well, this show is not very good. It's a stinker. Let's wrap this one up. We'll come back and try again in 4 weeks' time or something. You know what I'm trying to say? I think there's no better way to gauge how much people actually care about stuff than how much they spend on it. And an example I'll give you is look at how much most people spend on takeout food, chocolates, lollies, cakes, cookies, those things that you get from the bakery that are full of jam. If people sat down and did the math, they'd work out they spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on this stuff every year. That's what they really value. This independent content creation and research and JLB being a bit of a clown, making these techno mashups with all kinds of clips from fakeologist.com. Yeah, yeah, boy. Do people really care about this stuff? Not as much, let's be honest. Not as much as they care about food, fast food, confectionery, Coca-Cola, tattoos, big radiation, new clothes when the old clothes are perfectly fine. I mean, you name it. That's what people really care about. And that's where they spend their money. Did you hear that joke? People say, man, I wish politicians had to wear the sponsors on their jackets like racing car people have sponsors on theirs. And we could know who, you know, we could know who's funding the politicians. I'm like, yeah, I wish we could do that with everybody. But instead of the sponsors, just work out where you're spending your money. So you might walk past somebody and on their jacket, like 30% of it is taken up with big food, confectionery, like I said, like we're talking chocolates, lollies, KFC, McDonald's, whatever. Like this guy, of his disposable income, okay, so take away his rent and his necessary food, take away the necessities of the money he's got left over to spend every year, 30% go on to junk food, right? And then we know, okay, that's what that guy thinks is important, yeah? Or drugs, weed. For instance, the average truther, if their jacket, if you could look at their disposable income jacket, yeah, at least 10, maybe 20% of their disposable income is going to drugs, like weed. That's what they really care about. That's what they value. And therefore, the drug growers make the money because they're the ones providing what the people really want. So people can say that they care about something, but what do they do? What do they actually do? Where does the money go? That is what they actually care about. And I put to you, it is junk food, drugs, tattoos, professional working girls of the evening, new clothes, people love haircuts, people love haircuts. My goodness gracious me, people love getting their hair done, men and women. What else? I mean, all kinds of stuff. And what I'm saying is, that's what they care about, that's fair enough. I just wish more people would be honest about it. Don't come and tell me that you care about, for example, independent media, when of your disposable income budget every month, you allocate literally zero to it. Like, don't lie to me. Go and lie to yourself. Go and lie to your friends. Go and lie over at fakeologist.com. But don't lie to me. What did I do to deserve your lies? Why would you do that to me? Don't do that to me. Come and tell me that you sat down, you did the maths, and it turns out that of your disposable income budget, approximately 30% goes to junk food that is killing you from the inside, and 20% goes to drugs to help numb the pain that your life isn't what you wanted it to be, come and tell me the truth, man. That's all I'm asking for here at johnlebon.com. That's all I want to hear is the truth. Yeah, yeah, boy, shit, man. Fakeologist V1 says, I'll send you a donor box link. It's a good service. That's a good idea, donor box. I will try and get a donor box installed in time for the next episode. I've also got a few messages on the old Fakeologist Discord server. Does anybody want to bet? What are the? Do you think it's going to be positive stuff or negative stuff, folks? Let's go and find out. I'm serious. Let's do this live on the air. What kind of stuff am I getting? No, it's not that bad. It's all right. It's not too bad. All right, where was I? Oh, yes, I was wrapping the show up. So, folks, for the next episode, I'm going to try and come back and actually read out the comments that were left on the JLB 311 live stream. I recommend you go and check that out. Also, I know there's a lot of people who want to know more about this Falling Down the Rabbit Hole series. This has been a smash hit with the members of johnlebon.com. This has 40 comments already and growing. Now, bear in mind, johnlebon.com has less than 100 members. Less than 100. So to get 40 comments on this Falling Down the Rabbit Hole series, and many of them are very detailed comments, I have to say, is terrific. It's sensational. This has kind of set the cat amongst the pigeons, as it were, because I'm talking about sync. And I'm saying to people, guys, don't come and talk to me about my coincidences and my it's all scripted. Let's go through these so-called coincidences one by one. One by one. And so far, that series is up to 5 hours and counting. Of course, it is only available to members of johnlebon.com. For non-members of johnlebon.com, there we go, got it the second time, I recommend you go to the Podbean, the JLB Podbean, where you will find no less than a dozen new uploads just in the last 2 months alone. In fact, more than 10% of the total downloads and streams from my Podbean, which has been there for 7 years now, more than 10% of the total, like across the 7 years of all the downloads and streams, more than 10% have taken place in the last month. So the Podbean is going nuts. It has never been as popular as it is right now. We're getting downloads and streams up the wazoo. So lots of people are listening to the free content. And if you're not one of them, I recommend you go and check it out. You can download or stream any of these Bombersations or the 311 Hoaxiversary Roundtable. Or the JLB Chats number 23. This one has more than 700 listens. Yeah, yeah, boy. For this corner of the internet, that's pretty good, folks. It really is. And in that one, we talk about the 311 syncs and so much more. So go and check out the John LeBond Podbean, like I said, available for free. I produce this content, literally hours and hours of detailed, thoughtful content for you for free. And I ask nothing in return. And then for those of you who really like that stuff and you want even more, that's where you go to johnlebond.com. And that is where I put my premium stuff. Like, for instance, that Falling Down the Rabbit Hole series, each of the four videos that I've made for that so far, because it's up to part four, each one of those has taken more than 10 hours. More than 10 hours of planning, i.e. the research and then the structuring, getting all of the preparatory material ready, then doing the recording, then doing the editing, more than 10 hours for each of those four videos. Every single one is more than 10 hours of work. So that stuff I'm not going to publish publicly. Why would I give stuff that I've put so much effort into to people who give me nothing back? That's ridiculous. So, like I said, the free stuff is available, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you want the premium stuff, go to johnlebon.com and check it out. But now it's time for us to leave, so I'll read a few more comments, and then we have to wrap it up. Let's go and see what the good people are saying over in the live stream chat. David Sawyer says, that falling down analysis was spot on. I was even able to share it with people with a positive gain. That's interesting. What did you share with them? Do you mean the videos or the audios? Who'd you share it with? I'd love to know. Because I usually say to people, guys, if you're a member of johnlebon.com, you're welcome to share this stuff with family or friends. But I recommend against it because they're going to think you're freaking insane. Okay. Most of my stuff, especially at johnlebon.com, you share that with an average person, they're going to think you're insane. And you're probably thinking, oh no, but JLB, you're very smart and the way you present your material with all the scientific studies and the books and the references and, you know, you're very eloquent and so, that, no, that doesn't matter. In your family and friends' minds, I'm insane. And some of them will actually blame me because they're going to think that you're insane. They'll blame me as if it's my fault that you're insane. Yes, I've seen this happen, guys. I've seen this happen in real life. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up. So it doesn't matter how good you think my content is. Share if you're a member of johnthebond.com. Yes, you can share it with whoever you want. Okay, you're a supporting member of what I do. So my content is for you to do what you like with it. Okay. I would just recommend you don't share with family and friends because they're going to think you're crazy. Yes, that is what I believe. But David, if you say that you shared it with your friends or family and they understood it, I'll be honest, I find it hard to believe. I would love you to elaborate on that story. Upside Down Guy says, JLB contacts Jaronism and Austin Witsit and asked to be a speaker at their next online webinar. Jaronism? I haven't spoken to that guy in a long, long time. I hope he's doing well. Isn't he in the crypto game? Maybe we can organize for him to get some epic cash. I don't know if you guys have heard this, but epic cash is going to the moon.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
David Peterson says, I have been spending a big proportion of my salary on alimony. Alimony, the screwing you get from the screwing you got. I am sorry to hear that, brother. Alimony. You know, though, I don't think you made a mistake getting married. And let me tell you why. Just hear me out, folks. I know people are going to say, oh, JLB, what would you know? You've never been married. Well, just hear me out. I've got something very important to talk about. Okay? I was going to wrap the show up, but this is a very important topic that needs to be discussed. Because you see, one of the sponsors that we've had come on board here at johnthebond.com is actually Big Wedding. So let me go and find that one right now. This might just take a second. Bookmarked like the individual you know.
Crispy fries.
And it will be blowy.
It's Jones.
Get the app on your phone for even better. Here we see an independent Apple.
And 95.
Can't be to let you see. Support Big Wedding today.
Aha. Found it.
And their motley. It's that one special day every little girl dreams of. Support Big Sugar today. All right, guys. So this is our new sponsor at johnthebond.com. This is Big Wedding Services. And hopefully for next episode, I'll have the video ready so you can see the video and listen to the audio. But guys, Big Wedding, you listen. A lot of people, they're spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 on the wedding and upwards. Okay, some people even six figures. And you know what? That's a smart move. Spend tens of thousands of dollars on the wedding. Smart move, I say. That's a smart move. And if you don't believe me, I want you to listen to our new sponsors here at Big Wedding Services. That's right. It's that one special day every little girl dreams about. Surrounded by friends, family, and their motley crew of plus ones. Dressed like a princess, the star of the show and the center of attention for an entire day. At Big Wedding Services, we tailor each and every celebration to your personal needs. You'll feel like the belle of the ball and have photos to cherish for the rest of your life. Or as long as the marriage lasts, which is usually a few years at least. Venue hire is only 2x what you'd pay for any other event, and the flower bill should, most likely, come into less than $2,000. Nothing when you consider how important it is that you'll be the special princess for the day. Pick and choose which of your sisters and friends who make the cut to get into your bridal party. Be the boss you always wanted to be. Vote with your daddy or husband's wallet and support Big Wedding today. And for the guys, just let her spend whatever she wants. After all, what is she marrying you for in the first place? So that's our sponsors over there at Big Wedding Services. Yes, indeed. Spend big on that one special day, folks. Spend whatever you can find. In fact, go into debt. Yes, people are doing this and so they should. Go into debt to fund a big party. One special big party. Do it. Just do it. Why not? Everyone else is doing it. Everyone else is doing it. So do it. Just spend tens of thousands of dollars on a wedding. It's like normal. It's totally a normal thing to do. You're a loser if you don't. Do you really love her or not? Be honest with me right now. Don't lie to me. Don't make it up. Tell me the truth. Do you love her or not? Well, if you do love her, then you've got to spend tens of thousands of dollars. Come on now. Come on. Spend the money. Don't worry. We've got a very affordable package and we offer no deposit finance to help you fund the wedding. Yes, yes we do. So come on down to Big Wedding Services and we will make sure that you have a very special day. Memories to cherish for the next 3 to 5 years if you're lucky, and then, you know, things might go south. But you will have that one special day. So come on down. Yeah, yeah, boy. That's right. That's right. What else have we got here? What's going on here? Waterman Chris says, I don't know where my money goes. I make a lot and I don't drink, do drugs, buy clothes, buy cars, tattoos, eat out. It goes to good food we cook, taxes, insurance, mortgage, kids, and shooting. Well, I do believe, Waterman Chris, if you don't mind me saying, that you do also support independent media. You are a monthly sponsor, a monthly donor, over at fakeologist.com. So at least some of your hard-earned cash is going to independent media. And if there is one independent media outlet that you want to support, I would suggest that it is fakeologist.com. Now, you might be wondering why. Now, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. Because over at fakeologist.com, you get important information about potential money-making schemes. Yes, indeed.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
Well, it might seem nuts. It might seem crazy. But just do the math. You get 250 epic cash coins. They would go to $25,000 each. You'll have $6 million, supposedly. And all you need is for the coins to go from 20 cents to $25,000, which, I mean, that doesn't seem so hard to believe. That's just a, let's do the math here. 20 cents to 2 would be 10. 20 is 100. 200 is 1,000. 2,000 is 10,000. 20,000. You just need 100x. No, that's not right. You need 10,000x. No, you need 100,000. You just need 100,000x on your investment. So basically, if you buy some Epic Cash now, just based on some back-of-the-envelope calculations I've just done in my head, you just need a 100,000x increase in the price of Epic, and you'll have $6 million. What could possibly go wrong? I don't see an issue here. What exactly seems to be the problem? Am I missing something here? It doesn't... Am I missing... Like, explain to me. Like, please, folks in the live stream chat, tell me, like, what... Does the maths not check out? Someone's going to have to explain it to me. All right, so anyway, folks, johnlebon.com, go and check it out. Yeah, yeah, boy, lots of free content, lots of premium content, lots of content, yes, indeed. Big thanks to all the people who've been in the live stream chat today for all of your comments. I will try to give you more of a warning next time I do a show like this. I'll try to give you more of an advance warning. But this one was kind of on the fly, and that's the thing with the late-night truth lounges, folks, that can happen. I might decide, you know what, I got enough work done today that I'm not going to sit at my computer and just edit more podcasts anymore. I'm going to do something different. I might do a live stream. Yes. And that's what I did. And I've enjoyed it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Go and check out johnlebon.com. There's a voicemail function. If you leave a voicemail, I can play it for the next John LeBon show. In fact, I did get a voicemail from Edwin Johnson, which might be relevant to this here conversation. The problem is, where did I put that? Where did I put that voicemail? I've got a file for voicemails and I can't seem to find it. Edwin, if you hear this, I will play your voicemail in the next Late Night Truth Lounge. And I'm sorry that I didn't play for this one, but I forgot to have it ready to go. I guess they say that you get what you pay for here at johnlebon.com. This hasn't been the slickest operation today, it has to be said. But I am doing this by myself. I don't have an official producer. My CIA's refuse to give me one. I'm like, the CIA, if I'm going to be a paid shill sent to destroy my truth movements, you've got to at least give me a producer. You know what they said to me? You know what they came back and said to me? Do you want to know? They said this.
Stop it.
And I was like, stop what? I was sent to destroy my truth movements by you, and it'd be a lot easier if I had a producer. And they said,
yeah, fine, so what?
And then I said, well, sometimes when I'm doing these live streams, I forget the files I'm meant to play, and then the audience has to hear dead air for a few seconds, and then they said this.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
And then I said to him, you're sending me to go and infiltrate a so-called truth movement where people say stuff like this.
We spotted we spotted a number of trannies. But Scott Morrison is a woman, like John Howard's a woman, George Bush is a woman.
I'm like, you want me to come and listen to people talking about Donald Trump being a TR4NY? You want me to come and have my mind subjected to this utter fucking horse shit? And you won't even give me a producer. Is that what you're telling me? That's what I said to him. I said, is that what you're telling me? You know what they came back and said to me?
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
It's just gotten out of hand. So this is John LeBon from beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria, saying a big thanks to all the people who support what I do here at johnlebon.com. All jokes aside, you know who you are. There's less than 100 people who support what I do. And if it wasn't for your support, I wouldn't keep doing this. So if you've enjoyed this show, I want you to understand that you're the ones who brought this to the world. If you're not a supporter of johnlebon.com and you enjoy the show, then, okay, maybe just send me an email or leave a comment or do something. Something to show me that you appreciate what I do. Just something. Send me an email. I don't care. Like, just do something. Please. And that'll do us for today. So we're going to go out with a track. I'm not sure if you've heard this track before. I'm not sure if you have. I think you're going to like it. And if I had a producer, it would be ready to go right now. You know what they said to me?
The best funny females are actually men. That's the irony. Yeah,
that was Ab the Fakeologist from Fakeologist.com. Yeah, yeah, boy. Like I said, it's time to go. This has been Late Night Truth Lounge, episode number 9, on March 20 and 21, 2024. John LeBon coming to you from beautiful Plovdiv, Bulgaria, 9 weeks sober and counting. Can you believe it? I've actually lost about 7 or 8 kilos. I haven't been exercising anymore. Haven't been eating much better diet. Maybe slightly better, but not really much. Just 9 weeks of sobriety and I'm 7 or 8 kilos lighter. And I'm feeling fantastic. The spring is here. A very early spring. Everything's good. So I've got no complaints. So hopefully I'll see you guys again soon. Send those emails to johnlebon123@gmail.com. Go and check out johnlebon.com. And one final time, a big thanks to all the people who made this possible. Here at johnlebon.com. That's johnlebon.com. 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 Okay, and here's a track. We're going out. I actually got the name of the artist wrong last time. It's not JLB and the Metascriptors. It's Dave J and the Metascriptors with their smash track, Taking the World by Storm. This is Stop It by Dave J and the Metascriptors. Yeah, yeah, boy. Shit,
world, man. And I really hope that we can maintain that.
Hold on, that's the wrong clip. This is why we need to produce some CIAs. Can you imagine how cool that would have been if I had have done a smooth transition there into the outro track? But I can't without a producer. My CIAs. You know what? I told you what happened when I spoke to them. I told you how they came back and said to me all this nonsense about how there isn't even, you can't even use the restrooms at these service stations. I mean, I was like, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about giving a producer. They came back with all this weird stuff. I haven't even told you guys all of it. Like, for instance, there was some other stuff that they came back and said to me, such as this.
I was a little inebriated and showed him some pictures that I shouldn't have, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
Very strange stuff, folks. I really can't explain it. It is inexplicable. Anyway, Dave J and the Metascriptors with Stop It. You guys have a great night. Goodbye, everybody. Ciao, ciao.
I would have said it started about 11:22.
I was a little inebriated and showed him some pictures that I shouldn't have, and he hasn't shut up about it since.
I just want to let everyone know how much I appreciate the value that Bello brings to the channel.
But Scott Morrison is a woman, like John Howard's a woman, George Bush is a woman.
You know you're a liar.
Your 250 epic times $25,000 is worth $6.25 million. Now, is that nuts? Is that crazy?
That's a lie. That didn't happen.
You're in the naughty corner, Roller. You're in the naughty corner. And if I had my way, Melisette would be in the naughty corner next to you with a big pointy dunce hat on.
Stop it.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.
I'm one of those people that never use service station toilets.
Accidents can happen. I think I need to explain this again to you.
That guy was a professional, high-level government operative.
Bitcoin transfers, you know, when I sent you Bitcoin, hello?
When did you send me Bitcoin?
And Epic. You got some Epic too, I think.
If you're stupid, you can't see it. Most people are fucking stupid.
They're all gay. Gay and Jewish.
We spotted a number of trannies.
Low point in Bellow's career. Low point.
Oh man, that's fucking terrible.
So I'm sick of these drops. Oh my
dude,
god, it's driving me mental.
A case of my medicine is so fucking annoying.
Every big major Hollywood star is Jew. Trust me.
John LeBon, Friedman. He was saying, this is terrible.
Yeah, fine.
So what?
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witness.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is five blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just reamed right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side.
And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second. Mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense. That's a lie. That didn't happen.
Obviously, there were a lot of people inside the buildings at the time.
From the 7th Precinct, the 1st Precinct, the fire department right here, the 7th truck, those guys were all right there at ground zero when those things went down. And God bless, I know there's a lot of guys there that were around there, and hopefully they made it out.
What was happening around you, in the streets around you, as this was all going down?
Absolute pandemonium. From my viewpoint, up 43 floors, I could see people running like ants, just absolutely scurrying for their lives. Billows of smoke coming through the streets, just walking down the street. Just pushing everybody back.
Stop it.
Here, we see a starving African child. His village has no running water, and food is scarce. With World Vision, you can feed him for just $1 per day. Here, we see an independent researcher and content creator living in some little town in Eastern Europe. Times are tough. Now that the pandemic is over, and the world has gone back to normal, nobody cares about the truth anymore. He hasn't been able to afford any H or B for months now. You can feed his hedonistic appetite for just US 70 cents per day. Don't let this truth artist starve. Nourish him. Join johnlebon.com today.
Indian owners of service stations won't let you use their toilets.